One of the other programs that has gained some momentum over the last couple of weeks. They lost the game we saw earlier this year to South Ridge. But obviously they got behind early, came back, in the second half, but came up with two huge wins over the last couple of weeks, beat Columbus, which is a major hurdle, which right now gives them the top seed, not only in district, but will be in the region. And then last week, the Big Cat win, which is always good between them and Killian. But as they head now down the stretch, they have a couple of teams, the rest of the way that they can beat, obviously. But they take them one game at a time. I'm talking about Miami Palmetto. Head coach Mike Manasco is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. This is one of those years. You got over that major hurdle early. Obviously, we're probably going to see Columbus again in the playoffs, but certainly something to give these kids a lot of confidence. I know you guys worked extremely hard in the offseason, and thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday with us.
No, definitely, Blue. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, our biggest Achilles heel has been Columbus, obviously, the last few years, and getting one early was good, but obviously we're going to see him again. So, that's going to be the real matchup to see how we, who's really improved that much over the course of the season, right? Because, it's going to come down. I think, there's other teams in the region, obviously, and we're not going to overlook anybody, but, obviously Columbus is a big thorn in our side, over the last few years. They've been our only loss, but we're excited. Like I told you earlier, we got a young group and it's good that, they're playing, and we just need to keep playing games. That's what this group needs. I think our best football is going to be later on down the season, just because we're getting a lot of good experience and we're putting kids in a lot of situations, right now, that's going to lead up to those moments later on.
The one thing that probably has helped you more is you have some big play guys. Obviously, you look at a Ja'Cory Barney who's getting it done in Nebraska. Those are kind of tough guys to continue to get. But you have some players. You have some receivers that have done real well. Your offensive line, which I saw during the spring, and I think I told you then, I was impressed. I was impressed by the size and the athleticism. And you have a quarterback who wants to make plays. As far as your offense, and as I mentioned, you have some receivers that are ready to make plays. The kid Cornelius Miller did a tremendous job, and he continues. Talk about this offense, because you're not making a lot of mistakes, and that's probably one of the key reasons.
The kids on our defense right now have no idea how lucky they are to have the offense we have right now, because defense is making all the mistakes. But, the offensive line, I think this is probably the, like you alluded to, the biggest and the most athletic group we've ever had. And they're people movers, they're difference makers down there, where, maybe we haven't had that in the past at this level. The way we were able to run the ball the last couple of weeks, with, arguably our best running back out, right? Like, we'll get him back hopefully this week. And then, the guys on the outside have done a tremendous job. It all goes through Andre Bailey, the quarterback. He's shown that he can handle the big moments. He's shown that he can run our offense. He could check us in and out of things that we want to be in or we don't want to be in. But, we definitely have players on the outside that can make people pay if they slip, or they, the coverage bust or something like that. But the core of our team right now is going to be the guys with their hands in the dirt.
Right. And over the next couple of weeks, Coral Gables, South Dade, and Miami High, which will be district games, obviously. Obviously you play these games one game at a time. But the good thing, too, is the ending. Your GMAC game could be against Central, do you think? What's the projection? Would it be against Central? And then you end against Bishop Varoa at Fort Myers, which is a pretty formidable opponent. So it gives you a chance two out of the last 3 weeks to get a test, which these kids, obviously, if they get into a lull where they think that, we'll take care of this one, at least you get some good teams playing your last couple of weeks to get you going into the playoffs. Talk about that.
Well, just to be honest, where we're at, our toughest obstacle is practice every day, right? Like that's how far ahead we're looking. We're looking at the next practice. I definitely, if you look at the bigger picture, obviously we're going to get one of the the better teams from up north, which we're excited about. But I mean, we're all focused on Coral Gables district game, and then, you know, because we still have that makeup with Homestead in there, with, you know, right on that we play. If we basically go Thursday, you know, next week Friday, and then Monday. So we're playing, I think, that three games in 11 days. You know, and then we have our bye week, which is, you know, we'll have an end of a bye week. Monday we'll play during that week, and then, you know, I think we'll figure out our GMAC thing probably pretty soon. But, yeah, no, we're looking forward to Bishop Vero coming down here. You know, that was the one we lost last year that we felt like we just didn't play well. I think we ended up losing by, like, five or something like that. Where, you know, I think that, you know, we're excited about having the opportunity for them to come to us.
Right.
But, I mean, this is definitely a group that we just – I mean, we can't even look past, like, 11-on-11 scout in practice, right? Because we need these reps and we need these scenarios. I mean, that's just this group I have right now.
Do you get an opportunity, as we're speaking with Mike Manasco, the head coach of Miami Palmetto, do you get an opportunity with these younger kids, you know, especially on defense, you know, to get them those reps that are going to get them better? I mean, because I know that you had a couple of blown coverages, you know, in the Southridge game early on, but it seemed like you guys rebounded in the second half and maybe learned a little bit. Do you kind of – these kids at the period right now where they can make easier adjustments, and, you know, at halftime, and then, you know, you point a couple of things out to them, say, hey, you should have been over here, over there, and they kind of like maybe apply that in the second half. Do they kind of learn from their mistakes, or is it kind of repetitive? You're in that repetitive type of mode?
No, I mean, it's a blessing. It's not the repetitive scenario, but I firmly believe we're making mistakes we need to make. Like, we're making mistakes these kids need to make and understand that, okay, you know, maybe they were taught some other way, and now they're understanding how we play, right? And you know, what our adjustments are and what our checks are and all those things. I think it's a learning curve. I mean, you know, the landscape of high school football has changed so much, right? When it's, you know, when kids are, you're bouncing around left and right. So it's like, you know, the issue we have is making sure that our guys understand our system and how we're doing things. And, you know, I the mistakes we made, I mean, everybody in our entire group would love to play that Southridge game over again. You know, I mean, we did not stand up to the hype of the game. We made so many mistakes early. But with this group, they needed to go through that. They needed to see that. They needed to see that nothing's going to be won on social media, right? Nothing's going to be won talking before a game. Everything's going to be won between the whistles and the 48 minutes we have to do it. And I just feel like, you know, that was a big learning curve. And I think it showed the next week against Columbus and then the next week against Killian, which was another hype, you know, hyped up kind of social media hypes these things up. You know, I mean, before we were just worried about, when we were coaching kids, we were just worried about girls and where their minds were. Now we got to worry about social media and all these other things, you know. So it's just constantly one thing after another. But going back to mistakes, I think we're making the right ones. I think that everything that we're making is correctable. And, you know, I don't see any issues with effort, attitude, and toughness, because, you know, those are the things that we pride our program on. I just see them on, you know, inexperience. And I think that, you know, the thing that I made to the team after the game against Killian is, you are no longer a young team. You know, we're heading into week six of our season. So, you know, we need to grow up and grow up quick.
No doubt. Well, you're never going to take that Killian game away from being a rivalry. When you were there, it was a rival. Before you were there, it was a rival. It's always been a big rival. So, obviously, there'll always be talking when you have rivals. You know that. And now you get another rival this week in Coral Gables, a district rival. You know, they come in 3-1. Anything could happen. You know that as well as anybody. And certainly a game this Thursday. And, Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. As always, always great to see you guys when I come down there. I got a chance to see you a couple times already this year. Maybe again, you know, maybe that during that GMAC game, that could be one of the marquee contests. Certainly you guys have played well. And, again, thanks so much for taking the time for us.
Thanks, Blue. I think that you don't get enough credit, but, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Coach Mike Manasco, head coach at Miami Palmetto. And listen, I picked them at the beginning of the year. And then when they lost to Southridge, I was like, oh, my gosh, come on, not again. And then you got Columbus coming up and you know, you don't do well. But I'll tell you what, they're passing all tests. Truthfully, the rest of the way, we don't know what their GMAC week game. That's a game where you're going to play another opponent. They could get Miami Central. We saw Miami Central last week. Really good team. Obviously, they are mistake prone as well. So anything could happen. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We'll take our final break. We'll come back and wrap things up after this.